This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel said on Sunday it has withdrawn more soldiers from southern Gaza. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner reports.
The move leaves just one brigade, according to a spokesperson for the force on Sunday. They did not give details on reasons for withdrawing soldiers or the numbers involved. Since the start of the year, Israel has been reducing numbers in Gaza to relieve reservists. Ally Washington has been adding pressure to improve the humanitarian situation, especially after last week's killing of several aid workers. Meanwhile, Egypt is preparing to host a new round of talks aimed at reaching a ceasefire and hostage release deal. Both Israel and Hamas said they would attend.
Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner. Israel's prime minister, though, says there'll be no ceasefire in Gaza at the six-month mark of Hamas's deadly October 7th attacks. VOA's Arash Arvasati has more.
The U.S.-designated terror group Hamas and its allies stormed into Israel, killing some 1,200 people and taking hostage more than 250. Israel then declared war on the group, launching air and ground assaults into Gaza, promising to eradicate Hamas. Since then, the Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry says Israeli strikes killed more than 33,000 Palestinians. Israel's widespread aerial attacks have leveled much of the civilian infrastructure in Gaza, creating a humanitarian crisis. Israel has rejected accusations of war crimes. Arash Arvasati, VOA News.
The United Nations top court is hearing a case on Monday that seeks an end of German military and other aid to Israel. Nicaragua claims Berlin is facilitating acts of genocide.